This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, Simin Kuf Mem Gimel. We're middle of the Ramah and Sif Dalet. We're talking about a mistake in the Sefer Torah. The Ramah said that this din, the only time you take out a different Sefer Torah is if you found an outright mistake. If they're missing yuds or vavs, or extra yuds or vavs, we don't take out another one. She'ein sifrei ha-Torah shalanu meduyakim kol kach. Our Sefer Torah are not so accurate. She'noimar, that we should say, she'ho acheres yoyoser kosher, that the next one will be better. This comes from the Agur Upiske Mahari Simen Pei V'Riaz Umaril Pasku. The Riaz Umaril Paskin the Ein Lahavi Sefer Torah Acheres. Beis Yosef Pasek the Tzarch Loitzi Sefer Torah Acheres. L'chein Tzarch L'chalik Kach between a real mistake and Chaseres V'Yaseres. So we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Hei. We're about to start the second column. The three lines from the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah says that im ein sham devek ba'irech ha'os rak ma'at. We're talking about where in the middle of the Kriya you found one letter connected to the next. Then previously the Mishnah Berurah said if the connection is the entire length of the letter, or it's nishtanet suras ha'os, or a dalet looks like a resh, or a beis looks like a kaf, that's a tas gamor. Even if it's just an ois hashimush. Now, if there is no connection in the whole length of the letter, just a little bit, v'leinishtanet suras oisis v'nikarm heitev, and the letter is not changed, and it's clearly distinguishable, l'chatchila en lohoitzi sefer Torah zu likrois by kozman shalei garu hadavek. So long as you don't scrape off the connection, you should not lechachila take out the Sefer Torah. But v'imloi noida, if you didn't realize, v'itzioi Sefer Torah v'nimtza b'shas kriya, and this Sefer Torah was the one that was taken out. Im advekus b'soif ha'ois, if the connection is at the end of the letter, shem yiguru hadevek levad, that by merely scraping the connection, the letter will be restored to its original hechsher. Then, during the week, that it's possible to scrape it, and it's easy to do it, even in the middle of the leaning, you should scrape it and continue weiter. But you don't have a guy who could easily scrape it off, you know, the guy doesn't have like a paper cutter, he has a fork, and you know, if he gets his hands on the Sefer Torah, it's going to be bad news. Then, and it'll be a tirch d'tzibur if you could find a guy while they wait patiently, or if this happens on Shabbos, you could continue to read it, namely, where the letter is slightly connected, and it's ein nishtane tzuras ha'osiyos, and it's nikar heitiv. But this is talking about where the dveikus is at the end of the letter. The end, the way the letter is written, if it's connected at the end of its writing. However, v'im hadveikus hu betchilas ksivas ha'ois. However, if it's connected in the beginning of its writing, oy be'emso, or the middle, meaning, what does it mean it's connected at the end? Connected at the end means that a letter has a method in which it's written. It's written usually from right to left. So no, I'm sorry. The letters are written from left to right. So which means that if the final touch of the letter was connected, that means 99% of the letter was written b'kashrus. So the only thing that is disqualified is a little bit of the end of the writing. In that case, we could make believe that little bit is not there. The rest of the letter is still intact, and the rest of the letter is still written b'kashrus. However, if it was connected in the beginning of the writing or in the middle, that its place of attachment, and from there and on it was written in a disqualified manner, you need to take out another one. Even though the letter's image and form did not change, there are those who are lenient, that even in such a case where the rest of the letter was written but pasless, you don't have to take out another one. The Shaar Tzion brings down that's mashma that way in the Prima Gadin, who's mitzadei lahakel. Chayadim also says that. However, the Shaar Ephraim is marech berayos that it's not kedai to be mekel. Okay. Since the letter has not really been changed through this, even though you still need to scrape, that's ruled by kachim. Anything that is fit to be mixed, mixing is not ma'akev. Therefore, since it's kosher, even if you don't scrape it, even though you do need to scrape it, it's as if you did already. V'afilu b'Shabbos. Well, what about on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos it's e'efshar legrar. So then we should not apply the rule of kol haroi labila, because it's not roi labila. V'afilu b'Shabbos e'efshar legrar mikachet. So Shabbos and kumakim kimen shena machmas ha-sefer. It's not that something intrinsically is preventing you from scraping. There's an outside superimposed prohibition to scrape. That is not called the Efshar Labila. That is possible to scrape. It happens to be the Isser Shabbos is what is precluding you from scraping it. El Isser Shabbos Reviala. It's the Isser Shabbos that is riding on it. Ein Tzarech Leitzi Acheres. You don't have to take out another one. V'Shas Hadchak. She'ein Sham Acheres. V'Shas Hadchak. You don't have another one. V'Tzarech Shehus. And there is time, lahavi mi makam acher sevatar kshera, to bring another kosher sevatar. Yesh lismay chaza, you could rely on this ligmar akriya b'sevatar azu. So if it's b'shas hatchak, you don't have another one. I'm sorry, v'tzarch shos lahavi makam acher sevatar kshera, and it's going to take time to get another one, but yevid, you could read from this one. Im natav shayva aleza ois, if wax spilled on a letter, who says that if wax drips during the week, you should remove it. However, if it's the shame of Hashem, you can't remove the wax because we're afraid that you're going to remove some of the ink. So there it explains what you should do. On Shabbos, where you can't remove it, if you could read the letter through the wax, it's kosher. But if you can't read it, if you find it in Gavra Lagavra, you should take out another one. If you find it in Emtsa Kriya, then you should read that letter about Peh. And then you finish reading the rest of the Kruim from the Sefer. Okay. Uvesimin Shin Mem b'Mishabrosiv Katan Yud V'ayin Das Shari Ephraim B'Zeh There are many other scenarios where you would have to take another Sefer Torah. Ach katzra hayiria mehachilam. The page is too short from containing it. Yimtzaim hamayin beprima gadim uvesefer Shari Ephraim sharhei vav uvederech hachayim. If you want to find the rest of the story, you have to learn the Prima Gadim Shari Ephraim uvederech hachayim. Ach nekoit hayklala biyadcha. Hold on to the following general principle. Kal makoim shehuskar behilchos Sefer Torah shu pasal vaday. Whenever we read that the Sefer Torah is definitively pasal, yesh leitzi acheres, you need to take out another one. The davar shu machloikes apoiskim, something that is a matter of dispute. Then yesh lahakel inyan kriyas haTorah shelo yotzei acheres. You could be lenient regarding kriyas haTorah, not to take out another one. Me'achar deyesh ktsas poiskim ha'makilin likros b'sefer Torah psula, because there are poiskim that say you're allowed to read from a pasul sefer Torah. That will be the Rama at the end of Siv Dalet, that b'shas hadchak, that all you have is a sefer Torah pasul, and nobody could fix it. Some say you could read it and make a bracha. That's the Kolbo in the Avudraham. Some disagree. Chuvas HaRashba. Okay, let's proceed. Mishum chaseres v'yaseres. What exactly does this refer to? V'chulu. Kagoyin vavin o yudin malei malei chasem shalom shtanu hema inyin v'hamifta. Let's say you have vavs or yud that make the word malei or chaser, where the inyan, where the pronunciation will not change. Kagoyin b'makam shayitzach lichtoiv avoyseinu malei b'vav v'nimtza chaser alhepach. The word avoyseinu. So you'll have a choylam irrespective of whether there's a vav there. It's just a question of whether you spell it with a vav. V'chein b'makam shayitzach lichtoiv malei b'yud shimushas. Or in a place where it should have had a yud, just to indicate that as a chiruk, v'nimtza chaser alhepach, aval tosh inishtana b'mivta, but a mistake that changes the pronunciation, avshal inishtana inyan, even if it doesn't change the meaning, kugoyin keves, shahaya kasa b'makam kasev. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that there is a definitive difference in meaning between Keves and Kesef. The Dershu brings from the Shevet HaLevi that the Baal HaTurim says that yes, that would be a problem because a Kesef is bigger than a Keves. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that a Keves is an animal that they were Koivesh, in other words, that they interfere with it with its reproductive prowess. And it's a lashon of kivush, whatever it means. But there are poiskim that say that would make a difference. Oy salma or silma or simla tzarch loitzi acheres. Oh, a tos. Excuse me. The Mishnah Berurah says that a tos that changes the pronunciation but doesn't change the meaning, like keves, makam kesev, oy salma, makam simla, then you do have to take out another one. Just as Shevet HaLevi is pointing out, it also changes the meaning. Or let's say, it says, bilatehem, b'makayim, bilahatehem. The Shaar Ephraim says you have to take another one. V'chein hu adin im kasav, migrashehen, b'makam migrashehem, da'ika shinoi lashayin. It's a different pronunciation. V'chein im kasav rachba b'makayim rachbay tzarch loitzei acheres. Avagav denucha likrois b'choylam k'may ahaloi. Even though technically the word resh ches beis hey could also be read rachbay like ahaloi. V'chein b'pasuk v'hine soimim b'vitna im kasav soimim malei ba'alef si'oimim. Avagav she'inyan echad, you have to take out another one. There's a recognizable difference in pronunciation. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah gives that example, because there Rashi says it means something else. Rashi says there's a difference between soimim and se'oimim in terms of the duration of the pregnancy. So there it's not only nirgash b'mivta, l'chayra it's also, it means something else. Unless we would say that Rashi's Perush is B'tayras Drush, and we would not say that it changes the Inyan. Or you could argue, no, Rashi says, Paragimel Pasuk Ches. Memorize this, it's Bereishis. Every Jew needs to know this. You only need to know this if your mother's Jewish. Yeah? Rashi, Gimel Ches, Va'ani Loibasi Ela Lefshutai Shalmikra. Gimel Ches, you got to memorize that. You need to be able to locate that on a dime. Gimel Ches. Va'ani loy basi, ela l'pshutai shal mikra. Okay. Shari nirgash me v'chein b'tevas v'nachnu ma im kasuv va'anachnuma. It would be a mistake. Let's say it would change the meaning, even though it would not change the pronunciation. Let's say you wrote it with an aleph instead of a hey. Hey means you squeeze it. Aleph means you find it. Let's say you wrote a yud. So there, it changes the meaning. Because even though it sounds the same, me'ain means to refuse. Me'ain with the yud means like me'ain oilam haba, a semblance of. V'chein kol kiyotz v'zeh. Tzorch loitzi acheretz, v'ayim b'derech hachayim, v'v'shar yafrayim, sharichu b'pratim elu. Okay, we're going to hold it here, and we're going to do one short thing from something of the Chafetz Chaim on Bereishis, and then Monday, B'siyat HaShem, we're going to start Sefer Avas Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.